This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant night across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild evening. Jerusalem is calm with a light breeze. Haifa has clear skies, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Tehran's demands could reshape the Lebanon front, as the IDF warns against risking hard-won gains. This comes from Ynet earlier today. Also, the IDF has attempted to assassinate a Hezbollah Radwan commander in Beirut. The Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. had prior knowledge of the attack. Also this hour, an Israeli genocide scholar is examining Israel's history to understand what went wrong. This is covered by Forward. Separately, the U.S. and Iran are reportedly close to a one-page memorandum to end current conflicts. This includes a framework for future nuclear talks, reported by I-24 News. And finally, Pope Leo XIV surprises priests from southern Lebanon with a video call. Al-Arabiya highlights his wish for peace along the tense frontier. Reaction has been swift on social media. The account, Visegrad24, comments on Lebanon's political paralysis, noting its resemblance to Bosnia's sectarian politics. Posting just minutes ago, Al-Arabiya English shares that Pope Leo XIV joined a call with priests near the Israel-Lebanon border. He offered prayers and hopes for peace. This was posted 20 minutes ago. From X, the latest. Ostrovay reflects on a piece by David Harris suggesting Iran is akin to Nazi Germany. This perspective emphasizes the dangers of regional appeasement. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the developments in Lebanon, Ynet reports Iran is pushing for any U.S. deal to include a halt to fighting on all fronts, including with Lebanon. IDF officials caution against losing strategic gains. They emphasize the importance of maintaining current lines until Hezbollah is disarmed. This situation could influence regional stability significantly. Turning to the attempted assassination in Beirut, the Jerusalem Post details an IDF operation targeting a Hezbollah commander. The U.S. was aware but did not officially approve the strike. This marks the first attack in Beirut in weeks and could escalate tensions in the region. Meanwhile, in an essay for the New York Times, historian Omer Bartov explores Israel's historical context to understand recent events. Forward highlights his concerns over missteps in national policies. His insights may prompt deeper reflection and policy review within Israel. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports the U.S. and Iran are nearing an agreement to ease current conflicts. This memorandum might pave the way for renewed nuclear discussions. Such progress could alter diplomatic dynamics in the Middle East on the economic front. First, CTech reports that Cisco has acquired Israeli AI security startup Asterix for $400 million. This deal underscores the growing importance of AI security solutions worldwide. Separately, Fortissimo Capital has sold a 35% stake in Sugat for NIS $430 million. Globes notes this follows Sugat's IPO, reflecting strong market confidence in the Israeli company. And finally, Ynet Business covers MSICS Pharma's successful $3.6 million funding round. This will expand their psilocybin products production and speed up clinical trials. It's a significant step forward for treatments of PTSD and depression. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.